All right. Democrats are lobbying for an expansion of health insurance to America's senior citizens with a $3.5 trillion federal bill. Here with more is Yahoo Finance's Stephanie Asimkos. So what are the details here, Stephanie?
Right. So part of that $3.5 trillion package is a major overhaul to the Medicare system that supports 62 million Americans. And for the past 50 years, it's really remained largely the same. So chief among the proposed changes is filling in the major Medicare coverage gaps. So that means including dental, hearing, and vision benefits. And then another proposed change is actually lowering the age of eligibility from 65 to 60. So expanding just the pool of Americans who can take part in this. And then there's also talk of expanding coverage to include long-term care, lowering prescription drug costs, and then implementing Medicaid in the states that haven't adopted that Obama-era rollout and expansion of the program.
So, Stephanie, what's the next step here? When can Americans expect these additional benefits?
Right. So the best way I can tell people to think of this is think of this as, you know, a rough draft from the Democrats, because the proposed legislation still needs to go through a full congressional process before it can be enacted into law. So but Republicans have also been very vocal about their reluctance to vote in favor of such a massive spending spree. So what's going to happen next is it's going to be a resolution in the Senate and the House. And then both lawmakers from both parties are going to take that proverbial red pen and make some edits. And then with those revisions, Republicans and Democrats are optimistic to put that into vote by the end of the year and then hopefully be signed into law before 2022. So nothing happening until potentially January, if both parties can agree to the terms of the final proposed legislation.
Stephanie Asimkos walking us through the very latest on that front. Thanks so much for that.